Hey Anonymous, my name is Jonathan.
And this is Mimi. And this is What Would You Do Anonymously? So today we're going to go ahead and jump right on into it. So we were asked, what would you do anonymously, of course, if you were in love with two men? Now, with that, that also came, can you love two people at the same exact time? So, Jonathan, take it away.
So on this topic, I feel like you definitely can. You can definitely be in a situation to where you can love two people. Now, can you be in love with two people? No, because I feel like there's definitely going to be someone that you're going to love or be in love with and see a life with regardless, whether if you have a child with that person or if you don't have a child or if you're not even in a relationship and you're just tied between two people that you love a lot and you see future with both of these people, I feel like you're going to see a bigger future with one specific person.
Okay. So you feel that either way it goes, even if the person says, oh yeah, I'm in love with two people. Let's not say man, woman, two people. I'm in love with two people, but one does more. So you're saying that's the person that they should probably go with, the person that they see more out of?
Kind of, yes. Because, okay. I mean, you have to look at different situations too. Like, is it, what ties do they have with each person? Do they have ties with only one person or just both or neither person or just one person? Like, do they not have ties with this one but have ties with this one? But do they love the other one more than what the one that they have ties with? Like, it could be different situations that could cause someone to love someone more or be in love with someone more. I mean,
right. I feel like in this type of situation, it's two different types of things. I would say that a lot of people would say that, oh yeah, if they're in this situation, I'm in love with this person, I'm in love with two people, because of one's emotionally supportive, one's physically providing, you know, things like that. I find it difficult to say that you would love two people, because eventually somebody's gonna get hurt. Like, that's where the fear would be. Like, if you truly say, oh, I am in love with two people, obviously these two people don't know about each other.
Right.
they not just sitting at the table waiting for you to make a decision. Y'all are not in the same house cooking dinner, three plates.
Like, this is Survivor. Like.
Yeah, like, this isn't one of those situations. Like, if you really are saying that, you're asking for this type of help because at this point you want a decision made. And it's so cliche, but you can't say stuff in a situation like this, like, follow your heart. Like, you can't say that because your heart is leading you to two people.
Right.
And the crazy part about it is it all boils down to really what you were saying, Jonathan, is who do you see more with? And that would be the person that you would solely have to, like, rely on to, you know, to finalize the decision, or that would be the factor that finalizes the decision. Because it's very, to me, it's very difficult to love two people. Because in a relationship, normally it's 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're loving someone else, is it, what would be the percentage?
Right.
How can you give 50-50 to this person and 50-50? You're not walking around with 200%. Like, you're right. Not walking around with 200%. And if that's the case, then somebody's not getting the full you.
Right.
And that's where it would get tricky, because it's like, at what point, you know, you would have to make that decision on who are you going to hurt? Because obviously if you're in love with two people, one person is going to get hurt. Like, yeah. It's 100% guarantee that one person is going to get hurt.
And I mean, I definitely see where you're coming from too. Whenever you said, you know, if one person is fulfilling one specific thing and then the other, mm-hmm, one's filling the other, if that one person, or if you can't find anyone that's, or you're not with anyone that is fulfilling all of those needs or all of those wants, mm-hmm, I could see that where you would kind of look for,
you're lacking.
Right. I'm not going to say, well, even look or try to find something that you're lacking. I mean, I mean, I could definitely say, I mean, it's, we're people. I mean, we're individuals. I mean, we want different things. And if someone's not fulfilling it, or if we can't get this one specific thing from some other person, then
you look for it, that's
right. You're going to find it somewhere. It's like, right, a dog when he wants a bone. He's going to find a bone.
Right. Absolutely. Or something to bone.
Yeah.
But in this aspect, I really feel like when it comes to that word is so strong, like love. That word is a very strong word, and that's the part that would make this situation difficult for the anonymer, is you would have to understand, how did you even get in this situation in the first place?
Right.
Like, what were you really lacking to even get in this position? Because obviously at some point, the person who you started with ended up not being the person that you wanted them to be, but you're not letting them go. And, you know, then you have to look at, like, why are you not letting them go? Because there's no way that you can be with two people and just ultimately say, like,
kind of still live a happy life.
And live a happy life. Like, that's probably weighing, you know, that poor little anonymer down. Like, every single day, one person has to be getting lied to.
Right.
And then they have to cover the lie with another lie to get the other lie to make, like, eventually it's going to all blow up, and then you can't look at these two people and say, well, I'm in love with both of you.
Exactly.
You're going to mess around and you probably walk away with none.
Right.
Because no one likes to be played with like that.
Exactly. And I mean,
can you really love two people?
Essentially, yes. I mean, you can. It won't be the person that is doing the loving. Well, they won't be happy in the long run.
Right. Because I don't feel like you can't give that many people 100%. Because then you still have other things in life that you still are dedicated to.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, everybody claims it's 100%. So 100%. So you're giving 20 there, or 10 here, 25 there. You're giving 30 to your best friend, because everybody gives their best friend lots of love.
Right.
Then you start adding it up. You're slowly running out of
percentages.
Percent. Like, you're running low on fuel and fumes. And if that's the thing. You have to really pay attention as to what it is you love about this person. Are these two individuals that's making you stay in this situation? Because this situation is not healthy for anybody, you know, and the world is getting worse. It's not, obviously, it's not getting better. And people are very, very crazy about their emotions nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, definitely.
Nothing's taken lightly now.
Right. No. Nothing is taken lightly. Like, this could be taken as, like, you were wasting time for somebody when they could have been loving somebody else, you know?
Right. And I feel like later on down the road, I mean, you're still talking to both of these two people, then there's going to start to be a more percentile going to one specific person that, yep, is starting to fulfill more of those, yep, needs or those wants. And then, like,
the other person along.
Exactly. They're going to be lacking what they used to get, and then they're going to, mm-hmm, notice what's going, like, something's not right. Something's, yep, different.
And then you turn into the liar, the cheater, the this, the that, and it's like that's not even the title that you were ever even going for. And truth be told, it's turning it around, because it's like, even if you pick one, what's so crazy is, even if the anonymous picks one, you still are technically responsible for telling them that you were dealing with somebody else to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And you were dealing with them at the same time.
Right.
Because what is the, I think in a relationship, like, the worst thing to do is to find out from somebody else. Like, what if that anonymous runs into that person and they're like, how long have y'all been together?
Right.
We've been together for a year. Well, how are y'all together for a year when we just broke up 2 weeks ago? Like, you know, like, you would be in very awkward situations. So it's almost like it's a lose-lose regardless of what you do. So truth be told, if it was me, what would I do? At this point, I would possibly tell both individuals, and you would have to do this beautiful saying. I would just watch where the chips fall from there. Like, if one sticks around, then more than likely that would be the one that is loving you wholeheartedly
right.
for you.
They're accepting
you. And they're accepting and not looking to change you, but they're accepting to move past the mistakes. But after so many times, it's not a mistake. It's it's a decision that you're choosing to make. But to the anonymous, if it was me, I definitely would evaluate yourself first.
And I mean, then you have, I mean, you also have, I mean, it's like you said, I mean, we're just being, I mean, you would just be being human, like, you're mm-hmm. fulfilling, you know, what you're lacking. Mm-hmm. I mean, so, whatever that specific person is missing, I mean, either way, I mean, it's going to be a downward spiral, no matter if it comes to a point to where you're like, I have to tell both of them. It's like you said, if one sticks around, it's meant to be. But right. if
neither sticks around, then you got to take a step back and really evaluate yourself as to how you got in that situation.
Right. And then, yeah. I mean, also my point of view on it, if you are, regardless, you're going to have to tell the other person that you're breaking up with what was going on as well. Mm-hmm. I feel like. I mean, because, I mean, unless you're just coming up with some basic
some lie, BS.
Right, it's going to be caught out as BS. I mean, because it's like,
well, you weren't provided for me emotionally. Wow, you didn't, you know, you've never given me a sign or you've never told me. And that's what makes this type of question very complicated, because it's more to it. Like, you know, the typical things. How long have you been with these two? Or how long have you been dealing with them? How long have you been lying to them? Because right. that's technically what this is. It's lying to them. And this is the thing about a lie. Obviously, you're lying because you know one of them can't handle the truth.
Correct.
So at this point, you know what, you definitely have to sit down, and this is one of those self type of situations. For yourself, who is the better person? Who is the better person to grow with? Who is the better person mentally for you? Who is the better person? Because I can speak for women or just people in relationships. There's always that part of you that physical plays a lot too. Like, oh, he's physically making me feel good.
Right.
But
who's actually better for me?
Right. Who's actually better for you or handles you better? Because everybody, not to say, I can say for myself, I would be a woman who is considered damaged goods. Come from a lot of heartache, come from a lot of broken, you know, different things like that. So I'm considered damaged goods. When you can realize that for yourself and you present yourself to somebody, in my case, the man that I present myself to has to be willing to help me not be damaged goods anymore.
Right.
And if they're not willing to do that, if they can't walk through the fire with me, the emotions, the depression, the ups and downs, then that can't be for me. You know, that he can't be for me. It just wouldn't work.
Like, if they can't handle the ugly side, I'm sorry.
Right. And
you can't handle what I'm bringing to the table, then there's no need for us to be at that level.
Right. And for somebody to say that they went out, like how you said, like, look, looking for lack, I'm lacking something. That's hence why I looked up for other things in another place. You shouldn't have had to do that. So obviously, this is the thing. What's so crazy with this type of situation is, if you had to step out to find it elsewhere, then you've already made your decision.
Mm-hmm.
Truth be told. You have already made your decision. So that's what I have for this topic. Hopefully, Anonymous, we were able to answer your question. John, do you have more to it?
No, I don't have anything else to add. I mean, all I got to say is I hope for the best, whoever that person is. I hope that they make the right decision for them and in their life. I hope that they make it all that it needs to be and it deserves to be.
Absolutely. And definitely want to wish them well on their endeavors and making sure that they do set forth their relationships. And keep in mind, again, this year's 2020, it is all about seeing things clearly, making sure you know what you got going on, and just being very truthful and honest first and foremost with yourself. That's a very big thing. Self-love. This is, I know for a podcast for us, that's something that we want to promote. You know, we want y'all to definitely fall in love with yourself first, be about yourselves, and making sure that, you know, the decisions that you guys are making is to better y'all. And that's what we're here to help. Again, we're the friends you never had. And Anonymous, that's it for the night.
All right. And remember as well, guys, we are trying to stream on all platforms. We are currently on Spotify and Anchor. Please give us a follow on our Facebook page. We will update that on our next episode. Once we get that, we'll be on Snapchat, Facebook, and Instagram as well. Mm-hmm. And we are definitely taking any requests as far as if you have a certain situation that you're going through, we definitely want to hear about it. Whether it be dramatic, whether it be funny, or just a simple you want to surprise someone with something. I mean, we're definitely here to give advice. We're definitely here to help you out in any endeavor that you're going through.
Absolutely. So we are signing off. Once again, this is Mimi.
And I'm Jonathan.
And this is What Would You Do Anonymously?